Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks in a way that actually helps you think through the investment case. Today, we're diving deep into Domo, the cloud-based business intelligence platform that's been navigating some serious challenges while exploring strategic options. Domo has been in the headlines recently after announcing it's in advanced talks around a potential strategic transaction following a board review of alternatives. That kind of news tends to shift the entire conversation around the stock. So let's unpack what's really going on with the business, the numbers, and where things could head from here. At its core, Domo offers a cloud platform that pulls together data from across an organization and turns it into real-time dashboards and AI-powered applications. The company serves thousands of customers globally, with the majority of revenue still coming from the United States. CEO Josh James has steered the ship for years, focusing on expanding the AI and agentic capabilities that are now central to how the platform is marketed. The business model is primarily subscription-based, which gives it recurring revenue characteristics even as growth has slowed dramatically in recent years. Looking at the latest full-year results, total revenue came in around $319 million, essentially flat compared to the prior year. Subscription revenue accounted for the vast majority at roughly $289 million, while professional services and other made up the remaining $29.5 million. Geographically, the U.S. still drives about $254 million of that top line, with international contributing around $65 million. The lack of meaningful growth here is one of the core issues the company has been wrestling with, especially as it invests heavily in new AI features to try and re-accelerate adoption. On the earnings front, Domo reported a net loss of about $59 million for the most recent fiscal year, which translates to a loss per share of 1.45. That's an improvement from the $82 million loss the year before, showing some progress on the cost side, even as revenue stayed roughly the same. Adjusted metrics and billings have been beating internal expectations in recent quarters, which is part of what caught investors' attention during the latest update. Gross margins remain solid in the mid-70s, but the company is still burning cash at the operating level and carries a significant debt load that it's now trying to address through this strategic process. During the Q1 fiscal 2027 earnings call, management highlighted continued customer adoption of AI-powered data applications alongside the ongoing review of strategic alternatives. They emphasized progress on adjusted free cash flow and noted that the board is evaluating a broad range of options to maximize shareholder value. The tone suggested the process is active and advanced, though no specific deal terms or timeline were disclosed. Executives also pointed to operational improvements and a more disciplined approach to spending as the company positions itself for whatever comes next. The balance sheet tells a story of persistent pressure. Cash and equivalents sit around $43 million against total current liabilities of $271 million, and the company shows negative stockholders' equity of roughly $186 million. Operating cash flow turned positive in the latest year at about $8 million, but free cash flow remained slightly negative after capital expenditures. This financial position is exactly why the strategic alternatives process matters so much right now. Management is actively looking for ways to strengthen the capital structure while the core platform continues to evolve. From a valuation standpoint, the stock trades at a very low price-to-sales multiple, around 0.4 times trailing revenue, which reflects the market's skepticism about growth prospects and ongoing losses. With the share price hovering near 3.26 and a market cap just over 136 million, investors are clearly pricing in significant execution risk. The forward multiples implied by analyst estimates remain elevated because of the losses, so any potential transaction would likely be the main catalyst that could reset how the market values the business. Strengths include a differentiated platform with growing AI capabilities and recent beats on guidance that show operational discipline. Weaknesses center on the prolonged lack of revenue growth, negative equity position, and ongoing cash burn. Opportunities lie in the expanding agentic AI trend and the current strategic review that could unlock value through a sale or partnership. Threats include intense competition in the business intelligence space, macroeconomic pressure on IT budgets, and the risk that the strategic process doesn't produce an attractive outcome for shareholders. Over the past year, the stock has been crushed, down more than 84%, with even steeper declines across the 3 and 6 month windows. That kind of drawdown reflects both company-specific execution challenges and broader sector rotation away from smaller software names. Short-term moves will likely be driven by any updates on the strategic process rather than day-to-day fundamentals, so volatility should remain elevated until more clarity emerges. All in all, Domo sits at a pivotal moment where the strategic alternatives review could reshape its future. The platform has real technology strengths and improving cost control, yet the flat revenue trajectory and balance sheet constraints make this a high-risk situation. For investors, the next few months will be about watching how the process unfolds and whether any deal can deliver meaningful value. As always, do your own research and consider how this fits your overall portfolio before making any moves. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.